But don't forget, Fred, tomorrow's the big bowling league playoffs. Hey, you think Wilma will let you out of the house?
Listen, Barney, a man's house is his castle, and I am king in my castle.
Yeah, I know. I heard Wilma say she'd crown you if you tried to sneak out.
Very funny.
Hey, look, Fred. Somebody's moving a house.
Sheep. When do you suppose they're moving it to? The city dump?
Hey, oh, I never saw such a spooky-looking house. Wow, did you see that?
How'd you like to have that next door to you?
There goes the neighborhood. Fred. Home at last.
Thanks, pal. See you in the morning. Wilma, I'm home. What's for dinner? No, Gino, no! Down, boy, down! Here, Wilma!
Fred, is that you? Pebbles, have you seen Daddy?
Mother? Goo! Goo, 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 goo.
Wilma, I swear one of these days it's going to be Dino or me. Oh, cut it out, Dino. I was only kidding. Honest, Wilma. Vultures and bats and a dark rain cloud over the roof. They had to be taking it to the city dump.
Vultures and bats? Who'd want to live in a house like that?
Beats me. Well, whoever it is, I wouldn't want to know them.
Hey, Fred, open up! Open up!
Wilma, you poor dear. I'm so sorry.
About what?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh, bad news, Fred. Look out the window.
No, tell me it isn't true.
That looks like the creepy house you were telling me about.
They must have bought the lot next door.
Who?
Who? The creeps who'd live in a creepy house like that, that's who.
Cheer up, Fred. It could have been worse.
Huh? How?
They could have moved next door to me.
That's not funny, Bon. You're in trouble, too. This whole block is in trouble.
Why?
With a crummy house like that in the neighborhood, you know what's gonna happen to the value of your property?
No.
Right down a drain.
Right down a drain?
Look, the front door is opening.
Wow, what the heck is that?
Looks like a milk bottle with a note in it.
I know that. I mean the hand. The giant, hairy hand.
Look, there it is again.
Yeah. It's pulling in the clothesline.
A shirt with four sleeves? I don't believe it.
Would you believe a two-neck sweater?
Or a pair of pants with four legs?
Freaks! That's what's living next door to us. Sideshow freaks.
You're lucky, Fred. You won't have to pay to see them. All you gotta do is look out the window.
Keep that up, Bon, and in about 2 seconds, you're going out the window.
Oh, I don't think I'd like that, Fred.
My mind's made up. I'm gonna do something about this.
Like what?
I don't know yet, but I'll think of something.
Either that or you could move.
Oh, no, not Frank Flintstone. Nothing's gonna budge me from this spot.
You can come up now, Budgie. It's one of them vultures from next door.
I don't care what you say, Fred. We always pay a welcome call to someone who moves into the neighborhood. And these people live right next door.
There's gotta be a zoning violation about keeping vultures for pets. I'm gonna look into that first thing in the morning.
Come on, Fred, smile. Make them feel welcome.
I'm only coming along to see who lives in this spook joint.
Ready?
Yeah.
The Flintstones, your next-door neighbors.
Oh, how nice of you to call. Come in, come in.
Thank you.
Please, Mr. Flintstone, do come in.
Yeah, thanks. Come on, Pebbles.
Oblivia, my dear, our neighbors have come to call.
Oh, how delightful. I'm making curtains for the window. Don't you just love them?
My dear, these are the Flintstones.
Oh, what a charming family. We're the Frankenstones.
We're Wilma, Fred, and Pebbles.
So nice to meet you, Pebbles.
Thanks, Pebbles.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me, Wilma.
She's Wilma.
Oh, dear, I'm so terrible with names.
Here's a little gift for the house.
Oh, thank you.
Please, folks, won't you sit down?
Love to.
But we ain't staying long.
We adore this lovely neighborhood, Mrs. Flintstone.
Yes, indeed. It's so quiet and peaceful here.
And we intend to keep it that way. Quiet and peaceful. What's that?
Oh, it's our daughter playing her favorite album, Cemetery Serenade. A lovely tune.
Ohidia, please turn off your stereo. We have company.
Ohidia, darling, these lovely people live next door, Mrs. Flintstone and Pebbles.
Hello, Ohidia.
And this is Mr. Flintstone.
How are you?
How do you do, ma'am, sir? And how are you, Pebbles? Oh, she's adorable.
Mrs. Flintstone, is there a good orthodontist in Bedrock?
Why, yes.
We've got to do something about Hideous' teeth. They're so straight and even.
Oh, Father, why must you talk about it in front of strangers?
She's right, my dear. You know how sensitive she is.
Frank, darling, shouldn't we offer our guests some refreshments?
Oh, of course. Oh, Raquel, will you please serve some canapés?
Oh, what's that?
Our maid, she's such a gem.
Raquel's pièce de résistance. Sautéed scorpion on a cracker. Have a bite, Mr. Flintstone?
No, thanks. I am not hungry.
This is our son, Frankenstone.
Stubby, say hello to Mrs. Flintstone.
Hello.
Hello, Stubby. What are you doing with that shovel?
Digging graves in the cellar.
Digging graves in the cellar?
And it keeps him in the house, you know. Doggy!
Oh, you have a dog?
Yes, our octopus. We call him Creepy.
Down, boy! Down! Wilma! Help!
Oh, my goodness! You certainly have a way with animals, Mr. Flintstone.
Indeed. Creepy isn't usually friendly to strangers.
That's it, Wilma. We're leaving. Did you see the bolts in his neck? And how about that kid digging graves in a cellar? I'm telling you, Wilma, I...
Oh, look, Fred. It's Betty and Barney.
Hello, Wilma.
Oh, hiya, Fred. And we're going to introduce ourselves to your new neighbors.
Take my advice, Barn, and turn back. That place is a nut house.
Oh, no way, Fred. We're dying to meet them.
Dying to meet them, huh? Here, try to sauteed scorpion.
Oh, Fred, give them a chance.
No way. They're going to give this neighborhood a bad reputation.
Fred, you're being ridiculous.
I said I was going to do something, and now I'm going to do it. Step on it, Bond. We'll be late for work.
Oh, morning, Fred. Well, another day, another dollar, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Boy, that was some big yawn.
I got up an hour earlier than usual. I had a little chore to do.
Hey, Fred, did you look at that? Oh, that's awful.
Huh? What? Where? What? Look at what?
That sign right there. This way to the freak show.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Stop the car, Fred. Let's pull it down.
Oh, I can't stop now, Bond. Mr. Slate will chew me out if I'm late.
Gee, that's going to embarrass the Frankenstones. Only a lame brain would put up a sign like that.
No, I wouldn't say that. The Frankenstones have got to expect that sort of thing.
Boy, they're nice folks.
They are not folks, they're freaks.
Well, they may be kind of weird, but they're very friendly people. Betty and I like them a lot.
And all I can say is you and Betty ought to be more choosy about who you like.
What's that smeared on your finger? Is that red paint?
No. It's ink. I was writing letters this morning.
Fred, did you paint that sign?
Me? There you go again, changing the subject. We were talking about the Frankenstones.
And I said I like them.
And I don't. So you're going to have to decide who you're going to be friends with.
I don't like nobody to tell me who to like and who not to like. And I don't like people playing low-down tricks on their neighbors. So I'm choosing the Frankenstones.
Well, you can have them and don't ever speak to me again.
Fred, wake up. It's Washing Stone's birthday.
Huh?
We're going to be late for our picnic with the rebels.
Forget it, Wilma. We're skipping the picnic this year.
What?
You heard me. I have no intentions of socializing with those weirdo-loving rebels. We'll have our picnic in our own backyard.
No way, Fred. I want to get away from the house. I want to go with the rebels to Mount Rockcliffe, where there's clean, fresh air.
Sorry, Wilma, but we're not going to Mount Rockcliffe.
Well, you want to explain to Pebbles?
All right, we'll go, Pebbles. But we're going to picnic by ourselves. No fraternizing with the enemy.
Good thing we brought enough food. The boys will be hungry after their game.
I'm hungry now.
We'll play ball.
Here it comes, Stubby, right over the plate.
That's some lonely picnic they're having, Fred.
Yeah, but who are they having it with? The Frankenstones.
Ready?
Ready, Dad.
Way to go, creepy pup.
Baseball. That's their idea of fun.
Yeah, too bad they're not enjoying themselves like us. You're a barrel of laughs.
Well, I'm enjoying myself. Here, pass me the custard.
Oh, dear. A foul ball.
Hey, Fred, watch out.
Oh, Fred, You look so ridiculous.
Oh, sorry about that, Fred. It was an accident.
Oh, yeah? You want to see an accident? I'll show you a real accident.
Barney didn't do it, Fred.
Don't tell me that. He's been waiting for a chance to pull something like this on me.
Fred, now you are being ridiculous.
I assure you, Mr. Flintstone, it was an accidental foul ball.
Accidental on purpose. Frankenstone, your moving in was an accident. An accident for the whole neighborhood.
Fred, stop it.
I won't stop it.
Please, don't take him seriously, Mr. Frankenstone. When Fred gets upset, he says things he's sorry for later.
Bam, 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 bam.
What is it, Bam Bam?
Bam, bam.
Oh, my gosh, my baby.
She landed in that pterodactyl's nest.
Thank goodness. It broke her fall.
Fred, we've got to get her out of there.
I know, but how?
I have an idea. Hurry, we'll take my car.
Okay, okay.
Wait, Fred. Wait for us.
Too late. We'll have to run down.
We'll form a human ladder. First, you, Mr. Rubble.
I'm with you. Alley-oop.
Now you climb onto his shoulders, Mr. Flintstone.
Eh?
Creepy, help him.
Thanks, Creepy. I can't reach her. She's too high.
How's that?
Still not enough. I gotta get higher.
Dada.
Yeah, honey, it's Daddy. Don't worry, I'll get you down.
Fred, the mother pterodactyl is coming back to her nest. Watch out.
The mother? Oh, no.
Don't move. Maybe she won't notice us.
Everybody freeze.
Pebbles, baby, sit still. Don't move. Pebbles is one of her chicks. Now what'll we do?
We've got to lure her away from her nest long enough for us to get Pebbles down.
But how?
Hey, Fred, I know how. Hey, Mrs. Dacto, look what I got. Here, chicky, chicky, chicky. Here, chicky, chicky, chicky. Give them squawk, 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 squawk.
She's following him.
Good old Barn. What a guy.
We've got to work fast, Mr. Flintstone. Wait here.
All right. We're coming, Pebbles. Just sit tight. What are you doing?
You just get Pebbles. I'll take care of the rest.
Good thinking.
Fred, be careful.
Don't worry, he's in good hands.
Hiya, Mr. Wobble.
Hey, what are you kids doing in here?
We're hiding from that nasty pterodactyl.
Well, keep hiding. Here she comes. I'll try to lose her in that tunnel. Hey, kids, I think we lost her. Hey, cut that out. Stop it. Go away. Hey.
Santa. Oh, Santa.
Easy, Pebbles. Here comes Daddy. Gotcha.
Oh, Pebbles, darling, you're safe.
Yeah, my little Pebbles. It's a mama bird again.
Oh, dear, she thinks Pebbles is her baby and that we're stealing her.
We gotta get out of here.
Quick, hop in.
Hurry, Frank.
I'm hurrying, Opivion.
You're all here in my house because I got something to say.
Like what, Fred?
Well, Barney, first I want to take back all the dumb things I said about you.
Oh, shucks, Fred, you don't have to.
Barn, anyone who'd risk his life for my little Pebbles is a true blue pal. And Mr. Frankenstone, please accept my apology.
For what, Mr. Flintstone?
For the way I behaved, for my stupidness.
Fred, I wouldn't call it stupidness.
Well, what would you call it?
Stupidity.
Yeah, my stupidity. If anyone acted stupid, it was me. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Really, Mr. Flintstone, it isn't necessary.
And please, call me Fred.
And call me Frank.
And call me Barney.
Oh, what's happening?
I don't know. Maybe it's an earthquake.
It's the mama pterodactyl.
What's the matter with her? Why is she so mad?
What did you do with the egg, Mr. Rubble?
It's in the car.
Look, she came here for her baby.
And she's taking her home.
Home. What a nice place to be. My beautiful wife and child, my great old pals, the Rubbles, and for my wonderful new neighbors, the Frankenstones, all I can say is, yabba dabba doo!
Yabba dabba doo? I like that.